Yo, 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 how's it going out there? Welcome back. It's another Tuesday. We're here in the studio. Or are we in the studio, Carolyn? Where are we?
Another day living in the hood. We're at Comics Alliance in Silver Spring, Maryland.
That's
Alliance
right.
Comics. Oh, AllianceComics.com.
Alliance
right, switch that up. Alliance Comics, Silver Spring, Maryland. That's where we're at. And we're with the Mocha Podcast again for the second week in a row.
How's it going, guys?
We're with Gene and Troy.
What? In the butt. I've always wanted to say
hoo-hoo
that.
Hoo-hoo in the hoo-hoo.
Welcome back to the show, guys. Hope you guys are feeling good this week.
Yeah, it's been a while since we did this.
Yeah, it's been a while, man. Last week was pretty awesome. I think we should just continuously just let it happen. So, Carolyn, let's start this right. What news do we have happening?
Dun, 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 dun. The news. We're going to be at Asbury Park Comic Con on May 12th. Right. It's a Saturday. It's an awesome day. It's going to be full of awesomeness. And there's going to be comics.
You're rubbing your legs like that. Yeah, I love this. It's going to be best.
And I'm rubbing my thighs. It's going to be.
This is the best start of the show
it's
ever.
It's going to be like.
Jake, can you rub your thighs when
you do? I'm talking about Jersey. Yeah.
I want to talk about some Snooki and some situation.
So we're going to be there, right?
We're going to be there at Asbury Park Comic Con. It's also a bowling alley. So
really? Yes.
Who knows what's going to go down.
Slash bar.
Slash comics.
Last week you said you're going to be there too. Are you going
to
show up?
I need to see if I can get there. I want to go just check it out because it could be pretty awesome.
Yes. Go for the bowling, stay for the comics.
I was going to go for Evan Dorkin and then stay for the bowling.
Stay for the bowling. I haven't bowled in such a long time. Is it still awesome?
I do duck pin, so I don't know. I feel bigger when I do the duck pin bowling.
So what else is around that area?
Because I want to.
Yeah, I want to just like go and like big, check out what the Jersey Shore thing is all
can
about.
Can you guys answer this? Isn't Vader from Asbury Park?
Don't know.
Vader
from like WWF. Isn't he from Asbury Park?
Vader.
Because I said it to Gene, and Gene looked at me like I was strange.
I don't think Vader is from there. I think he's from Minnesota.
God, somebody's from Asbury
It's either
Park.
Minnesota.
Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yes. That's who I was thinking of, sorry.
Who also, Deli.
DDP.
DDP?
Yeah. From Asbury Park.
Diamond Cutter?
There's a whole bunch of wrestlers from Jersey.
Park,
Wait, are we specifically Bigelow. This area of Jersey, or where?
The shore.
There's also parts unknown.
There's so many people in parts
Shout
unknown.
Out to
so many.
Mankind, Ultimate Warrior, I heard, is from there. Undertaker was from there at one point, but then he moved to Houston.
Then he moved to Houston, exactly.
He was like, it's expensive here in parts unknown.
And if Ultimate Warrior got in his way, Hulk Hogan would have been from parts unknown as well.
Maybe there's like a wrestling show going on at that same time.
In Jersey? Surprised. I hope so.
It's gotta be.
If there is, I'm there.
Man.
That'd be
that
a weird
night?
Spillover.
We'd
be
bowling,
LDs.
Comics, and wrestling.
No, but see, that's actually one thing I wanted to do. There's a lot of wrestlers that are really into comics.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, like, look at them. It's either that or they're into hip hop. Yeah. It's one of the two. Those things are like very similar.
It's like a strange marriage between like either wrestling and comics or wrestling and comics and hip hop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all making characters.
Mm-hmm. So what's going on with Hurricane? Do we have his latest developments of the accident? Because I know he was big
Do you guys
on
know
comic
about that?
Books.
Do you guys know
the
like
Hurricane?
He was really big on like, you know, the Green Lantern.
Shane. Gregory Helms? Or?
Gregory Helms, there you go.
Yeah. You heard what happened?
No, I didn't hear what happened to him.
Last year, he was in a motorcycle accident and with his girlfriend on his back, and he ran through a chain link fence. And I think he broke his neck and multiple other points.
Holy
no,
shit,
I think
really?
He was okay, but his girlfriend's the one that got more messed up.
No, I think he
landed
got
on her.
He got more messed up? The what?
Did he land on her?
I think they went airborne. And
that's what I would have done. Like, quick turn.
Switch.
I wish they did, man. Though. I wish they did.
But he got pretty messed up. I don't think he can wrestle that much anymore.
No, I don't think he, not yet.
Hey, Stone Cold came back from a neck injury.
I mean, Ric Flair came
he
back
also
from
wants
a
to kill.
But Hurricane's a big comic book guy.
Yeah, he's a big comic guy.
He and RVD and Raven.
I've always Raven. Kind of, oh my God! I don't know
we
if you
saw
guys,
Raven at New York Comic Con.
For one, I want to bring up this. There was a hilarious sign on Raw, probably like I forget now, maybe a month ago.
Yeah.
That basically just said Raven sucks.
Just randomly?
Just in the front row. That just says Raven sucks.
Are you sure they were talking about Edgar Allan Poe?
Probably.
Yeah. Maybe that new movie so. That came out.
Or John Cusack. Yeah.
No, then they'd be holding a boombox up. That's Raven sucks.
But have you guys ever met Raven by any chance?
I actually have met Raven.
Okay. Did you have a good experience?
Yeah,
with
he actually he signed a copy of Tangled Web for me.
Oh, the one you
which
wrote?
Is like the random Spider-Man.
People with Nevermore on it?
I don't forget what he signed on it, but yeah.
You didn't even get the reference.
What? Huh?
I got
What's
it.
What's the other question?
What? Well, Raven says Nevermore too.
So, but.
I was like, Allan Poe. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
What's wrong with you?
What are you talking about? I don't understand what you're talking about.
You're. Okay.
I guess
but what? So you had a good experience, or you had a nice experience?
Yeah, I mean, it was very brief. Actually, I think it was at an ROH show.
See, I met Raven. I don't even know if I talked about this on the show, but it doesn't matter. I met Raven at last year's New York Comic Con. Mm-hmm. He was next to Jerry the King Lawler. Like the booths are right next to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
It was actually just them two. Like in the they have like an autograph area, uh-huh. like on a total
celebrity
different
wing.
Celebrity wing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's him and Jerry Lawler next to each other. No one was talking to Raven.
But Jerry had a long line.
Jerry had a long ass
really?
Line.
Wow. I mean, probably like maybe 15 people. Like, I mean, that's still
nobody remembers Johnny Polo?
Yeah, no one remembers Johnny Polo. No one likes my braids in my hair. But yeah, so.
But Raven had like nobody.
Raven had nobody. And I was like, I was wearing my Kayfabe Lives shirt. And I came up to him and I was like, I wanted to do something for him just to see. My Kayfabe Lives shirt, because mm-hmm. you know, I was like, oh, wrestlers would get a kick out of this because it's a, you know, it's a wrestling term in general. And
uh-oh.
The first thing I realized, the first thing I noticed was on Raven's table, he had a half box of comics. He was selling his own comics.
Really?
Next to his merchandise.
Oh, that's kind of depressing.
Like it was there, and like to me,
what's all these super pros?
Yeah. But I kid you not, sorry. Kill it. I kid you not though. He had some good books in there. Like, he had some serious good books. Really? I was like, he had, like, Marvel Man, like, and or a Miracle Man, too, both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, some, like, crazy, like, really, like, issues, like, early of Grant Moore, like, good books.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Because he's a serious collector.
Yeah, he's a serious collector, yeah.
And so, you know, taking my mind, I'm not planning on buying anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You just went up to show off.
I was just trying to be like,
it's getting hot in here.
Yeah, I was like, it was literally like that. It was literally like that. I was like, oh, maybe he'll notice my shirt. But I had my Artist Alley tag on it, so I was like mm-hmm. trying to move it out of the way. And I was like, the only way I can get him to notice it is if I have a lot more time there. So I was like, might as well look through his books. Mm-hmm. And that's where I found the Miracle Man. And I was like, in my head, I was like, he probably doesn't really know the real prices of these. Let me see, like, if he has a good price on this. Maybe I might actually buy it from Raven. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, hey, Raven. Hey, what's up, buddy? I was like, so, you have, like, awesome books? And he's like, yeah, man, I got all types of stuff. And he lists all these great books. I was like, man, you actually have, like, Miracle Man. This is great. How much are these? Because nothing's labeled.
All right.
So it gets to that situation of, like...
It always worries me when nothing is
labeled.
Yeah,
when nothing's labeled.
Yeah,
I know, because it's almost like...
So was this cover price?
Yeah, exactly.
Not even just comics, like anything.
Nothing
yeah,
was
and it's
labeled.
Like, so are you supposed to, like, at that point, like... give out a bid for
yeah.
it
right,
and like
right.
And negotiate.
So here's the thing. So like yeah, I was like, yeah, I really like this. Maybe my mistake was I might buy it. I said that out loud. And I gave it to him and he was like, so how much are you selling this for? He was like, I don't know, buddy, let me check. And then he actually has to let me check my friend. So he actually has to go on his iPhone and he actually like dialed a number. He looked it up online and then for some reason when he looked it up online, it wasn't good enough. So then that's when he was like, hold on, let me go call my friend and see how much we can let this go for. And so he called his friend and he's like, yeah, someone wants to buy it, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, okay. And then comes to that point where it's like, all right, it'll be like, I'll be willing, you know, he sounds like now he's in like sales mode.
Right.
I'll be willing to let this go for $45. And I was like, in my head, I was like, fuck no. I wasn't even playing in my head. I was like, I'm buying anything here.
Right.
Let alone Raven. You know, Raven was awesome back in the ECW days, but yeah. You know, now whatever.
I do just want to point out that at one point, Raven was your favorite wrestler.
Yeah, Raven was my favorite.
When I first asked you that question, like, over a decade ago.
I was like, Raven
was
to
like,
Jerry,
who,
boom. That's like the conversation.
Who was your favorite wrestler? And it was like, Raven.
Yeah. And then now times have changed.
Times have changed.
And then so it's this point of like, wow, that that price, $45 for a book I wasn't even thinking about buying, for a moment I wasn't even trying to buy. At that moment, mm-hmm. when he did look up, he looked at my shirt and he was like, "Kayfabe lives."
He acknowledged your show.
So mission accomplished. So mission, you get away.
Yeah, so mission accomplished there. But I should have just let it end. But then he was like, "So you want to get it?" And I was like, you know, my head was like already like, "Nah, I don't want to get it."
You
but
I don't want to.
I should have said it. But I was like, I didn't want to be like, I didn't want to like let him down. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I was like, maybe can you hold on to it for me? It was like, maybe I'll go get it tomorrow. You know, maybe I'll pick it up tomorrow. And he's like, are you sure? All right, I'll hold it like right here, like on there. I'll wait for you. You can go back. I was like, I don't have any cash up. I started throwing excuses. I don't have any cash on me.
See, you're like those horrible customers that we get that are always like, "Oh, I really like your stuff. You know, I don't have that much money left, but
it's not like he wrote that book. It's not like Al Moore kind
of. No, but that's the same type of like brush off.
All right, but
do you know what I mean? Like, because those people hardly ever come back. So, only a couple times they genuinely come back.
See, my wallet's in my other pants.
And also, it's like, why would you come to New York Comic Con and not have money? I'm out of money. I can't buy this $2 book.
But here's the situation.
It's like a pretty big convention.
He knew I was at Artist Alley, blah blah blah, and stuff like that. But I was like,
"Oh, wait, he knew that you were in Artist Alley?
We already had the tags.
He had the badges on that.
He could track you down.
Yeah, he could have hunted you down and DDT'd your ass.
You better pay me."
And so like at that point, you know, I was like, "Yeah, so maybe I'll try to come back. I'll try to come back later or tomorrow." He's like, "All right, I'll hold it here for you." So of course the next day. I was like, in my head, "Yeah, maybe he might not be here tomorrow because no one's at his table. Fuck him." You know what I mean? So the next day, when I'm walking around trying to like say hi to Felicia Day or see Elijah Dushku or something like that, of course he's in the eyesight of me trying to walk to see Elijah Dushku. So I'm just like,
he walks all the way around.
Yeah, but you have these long ass. But the way it's set up is that you have two sides, right? One side has him and
one side
celebrity
has, like,
C, basically yeah. C celebrities, and on the other side across from him is A and B. The problem is you have a long ass line for Mr. A celebrity, quote unquote,
Mark Hamill,
whose line goes right up to Raven.
Right.
So it's like, well, do I just bust through or do I go around? So I'm like, I'm trying to bust through. I'm like, I can't have Raven see me. He's going to want to do that.
This is why you should just be straight up honest, which you usually
are.
It's
difficult, though. But, I mean, like, he used to like this guy.
Yeah, so I'm like, sure, I'll buy it.
It's like you're trying to be nice to Raven.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I tried to ignore him. But I did give Felicia Day a high five, so that was
nice.
But you know what? The guy in line... We're in like the line to see Spike from Buffy.
Yeah,
and it was interesting because like at first we thought you had to pay because like Mark Hamill was over $100, I think.
Jesus,
and,
what?
Like you get an autograph?
$100 for his picture, $75 for his autograph.
Okay,
wow.
And so,
but you could take a picture of him
from afar,
or without you. With him. You know, I mean, you can just take it.
But in order to have like a, but in order to have like a one on one with Mark Hamill, it's basically like $75-$100.
Because you got
to
go in that back room.
Yeah. Anyway, but what I'm getting at is that like at first, you know, that's what we were like, man, are we allowed to even like go in line if like, cause I don't really, you know, no offense to any of those celebrities, but I just really don't feel like paying that much money to like meet somebody.
Yeah, you already saw Star Wars.
Right.
But like,
it's not like he looks the same anymore.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is like then this one volunteer was like, we were hanging around in like a smaller line, and she was like, you know, you could, because we were just like kind of looking, and then she was like, you know, you can get in line and say hi if you want. You don't have to pay. And I was like, oh, really? And so we did that with Mark Hamill.
Dude, we did that.
Like, we got,
yeah,
we just we got, like, we got, shook his hand. Like,
we got touch points with Mark Hamill. And like, we didn't take a picture with him or get his autograph, but we like talked to him for like a solid 4 or 5 minutes too.
Because let me ask you this, guys, what are you gonna do with that afterward? You get a picture.
Nothing.
You get a corny ass picture.
Nothing.
But think about, okay,
you get the high school picture with Mark Hamill. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, make sure you get his good side, the one that didn't get fucked up in the motorcycle accident.
The thing that like
that's genius.
No, at first I was like, who would pay $100 to meet anybody like that? But if you think about it, I was like, because with me personally, like, Star Wars is fine, but it's not, like, my all-time favorite movie. Yeah, yeah. You know that there are guys out there that is, like, the end-all, be-all, that is their all-time favorite movie.
Did I tell you guys what I told Mark Hamill?
What did you tell him?
I told him I didn't like Star Wars.
Really?
Yeah, I told him that the situation with, like...
Fuck Guyver.
You did it really nicely.
This is how I did it. I was like, I want to tell you the truth, Mark. You know, I made it all dramatic, and I put my hand on the table just like this. I want to tell you the truth, man. I really don't care about Star Wars.
Wait, so is this a real thing?
This is a real thing.
Oh, wow.
I went up to him. I went up to him, and I was like, Mark, I'm going to tell you the truth. I really don't care about Star Wars. Yeah. But your Joker changed my life, man. That was all that meant. It really did, dude. That's,
there you go.
That's all, and then the next day I found out he retired as a Joker.
Yeah, he probably actually...
Oh, really?
Like,
it was the next year. Okay.
But he probably actually, like, in my opinion, maybe he might have appreciated that. Because, like, everyone's all, like, Star Wars and, like, hovering over that.
Well,
and, like,
see, here's my... Here's
maybe it's
my,
nice to be appreciated
for
something
else. He got
a second
career off of Batman.
But see,
he had, like, a Cinemax TNA flick, too.
Oh, he did?
Did he really?
Yeah, he had, like, a weird makeout scene with a chick in a hot tub.
What?
I watched them.
Did he still have the same haircut? Because he's had that same haircut forever.
Yeah, it was him and Beastmaster were in the movie.
Oh, no. Kevin Sorbo? No, it's like Sorbo.
Oh, no, not... Kevin Sorbo was there, too.
He might as well be.
He was there at New York Comic Con.
David Carradine, let's throw them in there, too.
Yeah, it was it was weird watching that movie,
but
too.
But they put Kevin Sorbo on the A-side.
Really?
A-side, yeah.
This had to be, like...
DDP was on the A-side, too.
Actually,
but also, the thing is with that, DDP was only there for like an hour and a half total for the whole convention.
Really?
Whereas Raven was there the whole convention.
Well, he's a comic guy. That's probably why.
Well, I don't know about that.
But
like,
I feel like if you have
a
standard time with like a time frame that's only like a couple hours, like that's really special to be like, oh, DDP's only here this day from slot.
It must be really... because that's when you really know how much your star is worth when you're at these conventions.
Yeah.
When you see these long ass lines.
That's the loosest term of star.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's very true.
That's like buying a star and naming.
I mean, they're all B.
You can buy your own star.
They're all like B or C level actors anyway. I actually have Elijah Dushku story actually.
Oh really? Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, it's not all that great, but like since you mentioned her, like I was at Wizard World Philadelphia and I'm not like big on getting autographs,
yeah.
But I just wanted to press my luck to see what would happen. And
what do you mean press your?
Sorry. No whammies. Stop.
What do you mean press your luck?
Well, I just wanted to see how
it's possible.
Are you gonna have a connection? Is that what you mean? Is there a possible connection?
Is there a love
that can be
connection
made?
With Elijah?
I don't know necessarily if I had a crush on Elijah.
The next
Mrs.
Troy hyphen Jeffrey Allen.
No, like I stole a security shirt. Because like the way the Wizard
okay, where's yeah. this
you scallywag?
How does this shirt look like?
Wizard World, like all the horrible shit you hear about Garb Sheamus and Wizard and like the conventions they run, it's very true. Because like
I've never heard anything actually
like, well,
really great about a Wizard convention.
Yeah, but like if like they used to have like stacks of security shirts or volunteer shirts that would be like in a tent, which was pretty much exactly where you would get your ticket. To go inside.
Nice planning.
Yeah. And so one year I like decided like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to see how like far I can go with this. And so I reached under the tent, pulled out a medium, a medium like, you know, Wizard World staff
skin
shirt.
Skin tight.
Very skin tight. And
like a belly shirt.
And like, I did it because Stone Cold Steve Austin was there that year.
Nice, nice.
And I wanted to meet Stone Cold Steve Austin, but I didn't want to pay. And so I got the Stone Cold Steve Austin autograph.
Wait, so you don't have to pay for these autographs?
No, because I just walked in line. Like, they thought I was staff. I had the staff shirt on. So I was just sort of like, you know, hey, Steve, you know, can you sign this for me? Boom, done.
He's like, oh, yeah.
You
called him by his Christian name?
What's your name?
All right.
Yeah, I called him by his Christian name.
Steve Z.
His Christian name's actually Stone Cold. But, like, and then, like, afterwards.
316.
No, it's
316,
not.
Exactly.
You liar.
That's actually very good. Yeah, 316. But, yeah, like, afterwards, I decided, you know what, I might as well stretch this a little bit further and see how I can,
Wait, so you're saying that no one, like, even noticed you?
Nobody.
Like, you don't get name tags or anything
Nobody.
Like that?
Nobody.
Well, you
kind of
look like a security guy, too.
I kind of do. I am a big black guy, so. Yeah. But, like, so.
So you're saying Gene won't be able to pull this off. They'd be like, hold on, sir.
Yeah, I want to say one thing I want to interject. Like, from there's like this girl that's at the local Target, and she's like this small Asian girl, and she's the security. Like,
oh, really?
when you check your bag before you leave the Target. Like she just like stands there and like doesn't do anything, and she's just like this. I don't know. I'm nothing against her, but she's a small, meek Asian lady.
And
she's like 16 or something.
I always walk by. I'm like, what the fuck are you gonna do? Play violin?
I know. What is she gonna do?
And then she like kicks you in the neck.
Yeah, she turns into this ninja.
Get this fucking child prodigy out of here.
She hits me like 10 times before she even like reaches the ground.
But I've never seen her like move or anything. Maybe she is a ninja.
Man.
Could be.
But she always looks like she's never going to do anything. I'm like...
Those are the worst. Because you know that then they will do one thing.
There you go.
Hitching back, like five
but back
points.
To your yeah, you're,
so
back
you,
to your story.
So basically you just reached under the tent?
I just reached under
just,
the
you're
tent.
Just searching,
I just,
found
and you got a medium
shirt? I got a medium shirt,
and what are they, like bright yellow or what?
They're like orange.
Or like those neon
still,
orange.
I actually still have the shirt.
So, that's what's always so like...
It's like a Beagle Boy shirt.
The what?
Like a Beagle Boy shirt.
There you go, like a Beagle Boy shirt.
That's what I always feel like is always so like... I would say demeaning if you're like security or volunteer. So you just have to wear those...
Those ugly ass shirts, those neon colored shirts.
Yeah,
but then like I went over to the Eliza Dushku line and actually was there with a friend of mine.
Was it pretty long?
It was actually pretty long because I think Buffy was still on at this point. So this was a few years ago.
Oh, and so this is like 2000.
Nah, maybe not that early. Like maybe
it was like Bring It On,
or maybe Angel. I think Angel was still on. And so yeah, I walked over to the line and the guy was like, one of the security guys stopped me. He was like, "Hey man, can you just watch the line?"
Was there a moment where you're like, oh shit, I'm going to find out?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. For a second, because the guy was bigger than me, I was like, oh shit. But then the dude was like, hey man, can you watch the line and just make sure that people don't get in? They don't have like a little ticket or something like that.
And then you're like, okay.
And I'm like, yeah,
that
I'm,
would
one
be
of those,
me.
I'm one of those fucking people. Okay.
You know, I got this.
I like was like, you know, people came in and like I had a buddy of mine who was also like, who wanted to get in the line. I was like, yeah, go ahead and get in the line, man. Get underneath. And so then I was like waving people like, you know, sorry guys, you can't go into the line. And then of course a cute girl would come by and I'd be like, yeah, you two can get in the line.
This is like what bouncers
you guys can
do,
get
man.
In the line. Yeah, it's exactly. It's very much like what bouncers do. And then when the line was done, I went over and I was like, "Hey, Eliza," and I did call her by her Christian name. Thank you very much. I was like, "Can you sign this for me?" And
don't
she was
look
like,
at me "When you say that, huh? Don't ever look at
okay,
me."
Okay, I'm
that.
Sorry.
At least not but, like that.
Not yeah. like that.
Bedroom eyes.
And like she signed it for me, and I was like, "Hey!" And then I bullshitted with the security guard for like.
Did you try? Did you try to have a conversation with that?
I didn't really like. I didn't want to push it too far.
Because that's always the tough moment of like when you're about to meet a celebrity. Not that I care about celebrities. I really don't care anything about celebrities. But like you're like I need to think of something, you know,
to connect
like
to
say well, something clever.
I went to New York like just about a few weeks ago, and we were sitting next to Colin Quinn and Jerry Seinfeld.
But you said it was Colin Firth when you.
I said Colin Firth. At
Colin
first.
Firth.
I said Colin Firth.
What are these two hanging out?
But like yeah, I said we ended up sitting next to Jerry.
What did you say
Seinfeld.
Colin Farrell.
I Colin Quinn.
No, you said Colin Firth.
At first, I said Colin.
So many freaking Collins.
Yeah, and then you corrected yourself.
I corrected myself.
And Colin
you're like, actually,
and my brain
like
exploded.
Weekend update.
You're like, it was actually Phil Collins.
Sorry, it was Phil Collins. No, no, like it was Colin Quinn and Jerry Seinfeld. They were sitting like in the table next to us, and my girlfriend, of course, is just sort of like, "What do we?" You know, like, just like
that's
eyeballing them
too.
The whole time, and I was just sort of like,
I would definitely be eye fucking them.
I don't give celebrities like because they are celebrities, it makes me not want to pay attention to them even more.
Because
you know?
Because part of you thinks like, well, they already. Get all this
they already get all the attention,
them.
So
but
fuck them. Exactly.
But the thing is, like, you still notice.
But I noticed. Well, actually, no, I didn't, because like I noticed long enough to recognize it was Jerry Seinfeld, and to sit down and eat my food. Like that was about it. Like I was just like, I don't care anymore.
I wouldn't be able to eat.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you had a celebrity encounter, Gene?
I had a few. I used to work for a honeymoon resort, and they would have comedians come in, and we'd be able to go to their room and help and set up stuff. And I got to meet Richard Lewis that way.
Oh, yeah.
And I
did you talk to Richard Lewis?
Yeah, I begged to.
Did you touch Richard Lewis? That's really.
I'll get to that.
See,
point.
I'm all about the touch points.
It's all about touching. You can talk, but you take it that next level.
Skin
you know
on
what
skin.
I mean? Skin on skin. Yeah.
Well, what happened shake with the hand, Jerry Lewis is I begged to like set up his room. I was like, let me bring.
You begged him?
I begged my boss. Oh, like, let me
you're
set
like, come
up
on,
his
Jerry,
stuff.
Come on, man.
Let me service him.
Let me pleasure him.
Massaging your mouth?
I was.
Skin massage?
I was doing ketchup mustard. All right, we're good. So I said, let me go set up his room. And they said, okay, you can do it, but you have to bring Irene with you. Irene was this really retarded lady that we worked with.
Wait, like a real...
She's not really retarded.
Oh, okay. I was gonna, like, she's like, crap, she's now little, I gotta have...
She's, was she a little down?
She's halvesy.
Halvesies?
Possibly stroke, I don't know. So we go there, we're setting it up, and then he walks in. And I was like, oh man, this is great, because I wanted to be a stand-up comedian way back in the day. Mm-hmm. And meeting Richard Lewis was like, amazing.
That's
funny. So I'm talking to him, and I'm thinking in the back of my head, Irene, don't blow this. Don't blow this. And she's like, so what kind of stuff do you do?
Oh,
you blew it.
You got to act like a civilian. Damn it.
So I push her out of the way, and I'm just talking to Richard Lewis. And then he gives me a $20 tip.
Nice.
So our hands touched.
Nice.
Ah, see?
Nice. Wow, all people.
Did you keep that $20?
I actually wrote still on framed. That $20, like, this is the tip Richard Lewis gave me on whatever date it was. And I had it for a while, and then me and my buddy went to McDonald's like a few months later, and I was like, wow.
That's what you spent it on. Yeah. And now somebody else has it somewhere else, yeah. And they're like, what?
who the fuck is Richard Lewis?
Do you know what's funny? I actually kind of want to, like, degrade money and just write on it and like have these like codes and like maybe one day people will put them together and figure right. something out that means nothing
that
like they're like
awesome.
They're like, this is a hunt, we need to figure out what this treasure means. It's all like finding like the cup of Christ
and then
or something.
You piece it all together and it's like an LOL cap.
He said the cup of Christ.
The cup of Christ.
Hey man, it's because I watched that movie.
What, Last Crusade?
That's
another last week we were talking about Spielberg.
Yeah.
Spielberg made those.
No, but also what was the one I kept talking about?
Crystal Skull?
No. Don't. It's like it's a documentary.
The
Bloodline.
Bloodline?
Yeah. Have you guys
heard? Like, it explains about Jesus Christ's bloodline or the bloodline of Jesus Christ.
Carolyn's all over me trying to tell me to watch this.
Do you know what the messed up thing is? Hmm. Okay, so like this movie's like about 2 years old.
With a circumcised
Wait, yeah, because there is that there's a thing about like the circumcised skin.
I don't know not talk about circumcision.
How did we start talking about circumcised?
Well, it's because it's like there's something about like the circumcised skin of Jesus Christ or something like that.
How did they tell me about this, Gene.
Well, he was one of the chosen.
Yes,
so,
apparently.
I was reading Choke by Chuck Palahniuk, and they were talking about how somebody stole, like...
Oh, maybe
there's this history. I don't know if this is true or not. You know.
I was trying to pass it off as historical fact, but then I realized I read the same book, so maybe that's where it came from.
It's
the writer of Fight Club,
fiction.
Right?
Yeah,
it's fiction.
Apparently, this is a real thing, where there is, like... a bit of Christ's circumcised penis
like in the Vatican
around.
Or something.
Yeah, he wasn't hooding it. So.
Well,
then Zimmerman wouldn't shoot him.
This is a whole nother level of this whole bloodline thing.
I guess. I
don't. That might not be real.
But somebody.
They did not
talk
about
somebody
this on.
Stole it.
Oh my God! They what?
This is what in the book. Somebody stole it and they used it on there.
They did not talk about this on the
stuff,
movie.
Stuff, and then they got pregnant. I don't know. I don't know how foreskin works like that.
And also, how can
it preserve
that long?
Yeah, that's a good question, Gene.
Well, I've never they can mummification, but I don't think it could stay for that long.
I see. I'm poking holes in your theory.
Well, that's how you get the foreskin.
Ba-dum-bum.
Have you guys had any like celebrity like run-ins like outside of... Mark Hamill
and Raven.
I mean, we see most of our celebrities at conventions or some place where you would see them at.
Have you had
sometimes I have to work with them and I have to not care.
Have you had them? Oh, really? Like who?
Like film?
Or can you say?
I mean, yeah, I can say. I mean, like the more notorious one would be like Dean Cain.
Really? Superman?
Yes.
And also one of my top crushes.
Yes.
Dean Cain's your top crush?
One of them.
Well, also,
he's probably in my top 10.
Really?
Wow.
Still?
Where's he in the top 10?
Probably in the lower half, or in the like the 5 to 10.
There's an interesting story with that, because for that feature film that I was working on, that had Dean Cain in
was
it.
Was this the Mormon thing that he did?
No, okay. No, it's not. This is a cheerleader movie.
What?
He was the father of one of the
it's
main.
It's like a Lifetime-ish style movie.
Yeah,
but not Lifetime.
So an interesting story with Carolyn, and Carolyn was an extra during like a. A high school pep rally scene, or what's the pep rally? I don't know what the hell.
It was like an auditorium speech.
Yeah, auditorium speech, right?
Mm-hmm.
But basically, I get a text message, not text message, but a voicemail, saying because she heard what the story is about, and she found out that Dean Cain's character dies in the movie. Not to spoil it for people who are not going to see the movie anyway. Mm. But I get that voice message out of context after the day of shooting or while we're rapping.
Oh my God, so
I
horrible.
Get she says like, that's right, Joe, Dean Cain dies, we're heading in. Or Dean Cain's dead. She says Dean Cain's dead. So I go to the producer because Dean Cain already just left to go
just
home.
Left the building.
Yeah, he just left, and I was like, oh shit, did you hear Dean Cain just died? And he's like, what?
Holy
he's
shit.
Like, holy shit. Like the big star of the movie just like died, and we're all like searching the internet. And then what's more hilarious, I checked on my phone. Yeah. I was checking like, oh, is this true? And the first thing that pops up is like, Dean Cain's dead.
Are you serious?
And I was like, what the f- I was like, that. So that solidified that. So I had like, I was like, holy crap, this is true.
And it
was like
a,
it was like a YouTube video that says like Dean Cain's dead. But it was more like a commentary, like, oh, he hasn't done anything yet. But I just saw the title. I just saw the title, and I was like, oh, shit, this is real. I thought it was, like, a real thing. I turned
Dean Cain is dead. Dean Cain is dead.
Dean Cain died.
Career-wise. Yeah.
I can't remember. There was a news guy who, like, when I used to work at this place that had a board of directors that was comprised of news figures, like, figures from, like, important people who've, like, been involved in, like, the media.
Yeah.
And one of the guys died. I think like that, like one morning that I came into work,
like he was dead on arrival.
He died that morning or something like that.
You walked in a while ago. Oh no, I came in. Someone died.
No, I worked in the marketing division, but
you just basically like trash talk him. Like, fuck that guy. Oh, he's dead.
Oh, he's dead. Shit, that happens a lot.
I didn't just take your punchline, did I?
No. All right,
good.
But no, like I walked into work one day and like the everybody was like, did you hear the blah blah blah? I don't even remember the guy's name. But you heard the blah 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 died, blah 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 died. And he apparently had a blah, blah, blah.
I can see a tombstone.
Blah 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 blah. Blah, blah.
He died.
Blah, blah, didn't say much. Blah blah blah. But no, like and like everybody was trying to find out if it was true.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, like I worked in the department where most of the people who I also worked with were news people. Like people who like, you know, if they needed to investigate something, they could find something out. They were all trying to figure out this guy was actually dead before they could make an announcement.
At least
like,
he died at home. It would be the worst thing ever in my head to die at work.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah, no, I totally
like, I don't want my coworkers looking around my dead body prodding me and like
are you sure she's dead?
Did she die?
Did you check?
And calling 911
and
shit.
Get the death stare. You need to poke this one a bit.
But then, like,
you know that would happen. They'd just like poke you with pencils and stuff.
Is her lunch still?
Like take their iPhones out.
Take her head off the keyboard. It keeps making noise.
Yeah.
But like all these news people who I work under were trying to figure out this guy was dead.
What did you walk in? You didn't know.
I didn't know anything. I didn't care anything about this. I was like, whatever. This is my. You know.
You're just like blah blah blah.
You just walked in like a normal day.
I was like board of directors. Some old white guy died. I don't give a shit.
You're like, I thought he was already dead.
That happens all the time.
And so like people were like scrambling to find out this guy was actually died this morning. And so I went to Wikipedia.
What?
I went to Wikipedia. They listed not only the day, that particular day, the time that he died.
Jesus.
Oh,
and
shit.
That he had died at his home.
This was...
I can't remember the guy's name. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I do. Because he just wrote a book, too.
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah, yeah.
He was a big news personality.
And so,
was it
like,
Tim Russert? Oh, but he died at work.
Oh, shit. Was it Tim Russert?
I think it was Tim Russert.
He died at work, though.
Oh,
he didn't die.
He just did his autobiography.
I'm not quite sure. Was it Tim? But he was a big news guy that died within the past couple of years.
It was like a few. Yeah, it was about 4 or 5 years ago. It
might have been Tim Russert.
Yeah, it was him.
Maybe it was Tim Russert.
But kinda I thought youngish. He died at work.
No, okay. This guy didn't die at work.
If you're a newsman, if you're reading the paper, that's
you died at work. I had USA Today open.
I don't know. I mean, it could have been Tim Russert. I don't know.
Well, I forget what it was.
Was he work for NBC? Like, did he do the?
I can't remember.
Did he do like
Meet the Press? He was the guy.
Yeah, Meet the Press. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So then it was Tim Russert.
He was the museum guy.
He was the museum. Yeah. Okay. I worked in the museum once upon a time.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, I like the museum.
Yeah, we like the museum. We're
it's
fans.
Actually pretty cool.
Did you see our blog about the trip to the museum and how they have the comics? They have a comics section.
Oh, they have like a little like the strips.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Is it just in the cafeteria?
It's near there, and then they also have like the political cartoon section upstairs. But I wrote a blog about how they like focused on comics.
I actually tried
media.
So hard to get them to cooperate with Diamond to get more comic strips and like as an exhibit. But like
it was probably definitely Tim Russert.
It was probably Tim Russert. Yeah, yeah.
Mystery solved. Yeah.
Mystery solved. There you go. But
call him blah blah blah. By the way,
blah blah blah. Yeah, whatever,
Mr. Blah.
He deserves
blah, blah.
More than blah blah blah.
Okay, he's a dead white guy. I don't care.
Wait a sec.
It's okay. It's okay, Gene. You have red hair.
There you go. That's okay. More likely, you're not from this country. So that's okay. That's right. But like, I pretty much told my bosses, like, you know, like, oh yeah, it says right here that he died. And they were like, no. We don't trust Wikipedia.
You're like, Wikipedia says it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck Wikipedia. And it was like, all right, fine.
That's so
crazy
amazing
to hear about like the behind the scenes.
But it was
like,
so
news.
Accurate though. Like it was like down to the details.
That's amazing that Wikipedia is like on it.
Totally on it. Like, I mean, like to the point that they beat like the news people to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
But also sometimes it's still questionable like on the internet. But even when what's her face? We have blah blah blah.
Oh,
what's
her
face?
Yeah.
When
and Raven.
No, who was Whitney Houston? Remember when she died?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like in the hotel? The weirdest thing was, like, once I researched, like, who broke the story, mm-hmm. It was like somebody tweeted that she just received a call from her aunt or something. I think it was her aunt that said that Jennifer Lopez just, or sorry, not Jennifer Lopez. Oh, now I'm starting so many rumors. But what's her name? Whitney Houston.
Is Dean Cain all over again?
Yeah, I know. Okay, but she was just like, Whitney Houston just died in like a hotel in LA. I heard it from my aunt. Like, that was like the tweet.
Uh-huh.
And that her aunt actually called her to say that Whitney Houston died. And it was because she was the maid in the room that found. So that's like,
she's like, oh, Whitney Houston just died. So oh wait, 911. Hey,
yeah, like the maid's going. The maid calls another family member, and then that family member tweets about it.
You won't believe the shit I seen. But, I mean, yeah, no,
bitch,
like,
dad, and
they hated Twitter too. They like hated Twitter there. Like, they were
who hated Twitter?
Like the museum.
Really?
The museum.
Why would they hate Twitter?
Because they had taken over the news.
Yeah,
that is the.
So like, they because the everyday person can be a newscaster.
Be a newscaster.
So yeah. Then that takes like away the power.
They hated blogs, they hated Twitter, they hated Wikipedia, all that stuff.
Oh, did you see they have a small section on Matt Drudge?
Oh, really?
I don't know if you know. Do you know who Matt Drudge is? Okay. Well, he
really?
I don't know who Matt Drudge is. Who's that?
Is another dead white guy?
See, this is another
he's
person
not dead, though.
That. Oh, okay. He's not dead, but this
he
is.
He wears the fedora.
Yes, and actually, he is awesome for wearing the fedora. All these other people are like made up hipsters. But anyway.
Made up hipsters.
But like,
the name sounds familiar. But
I'm actually like a big fan of his because he's just like an ordinary guy, and like he just started. He's big on catching up with the news and stuff. Right. And he started his own website like way back in the early internet.
Drudge Report.
Oh, okay. All right.
See, Gene's on it, man.
Yeah. And so basically, he was like a citizen journalist. Like he had no college degree. He's not like all like hoity-toity. Mm-hmm. And then he started getting these like major scoops, and now people like feed him
respect
information.
Him.
Yeah. And then like,
I don't know if they respect him.
Well, they feed him information, but they do. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if respect is like the best word for him, because
they don't consider him a journalist.
Yeah, they don't consider him like regal, and he's like, oh, you know, you didn't have your degree, and like, I'm an official journalist, and he's just a citizen reporter. Like, it's basically like he kind of started blogs, even though he claims to like dislike that word blogs because he thinks it's like talking down.
It lessens it.
Like, it's like, oh, blog. You know, like, what? Like, why would you call it? Like, I know it's a weblog, but like, you know,
I don't even know where that word comes from.
It's come from the weblog. Like
web blog?
Yeah, like it's online
like
and you're logging.
Log.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you think need a degree to, you know, get to the bottom of something?
See, but that's the whole argument, though.
Scooby-Doo.
That's the whole argument, though, because now
it's
like...
You just deflated your whole Drudge Report thing by saying referencing Scooby-Doo as a journalist.
Well, Scooby-Doo! When was
Encyclopedia Brown.
But, you know, the higher up people, though, they want to keep their jobs.
Well, yeah,
so they
want
to be
really
like, you know, hey, I work my ass off to like work for NBC Nightly News
I totally saw it for what it was.
That's
like,
really
when
all
I was there.
That's really all it is. People just want to keep their jobs,
They just
want to
keep
man.
Their jobs. And like when something, it's, you know, it's like they fear technology. You know, and like, even though...
And that's why newspapers are dying.
That's why newspapers are dying, and they don't like that. And a lot of people that I dealt with were people that came from that previous generation of news people.
Like, I understand why they appreciate the newspaper, but they're not, like, if you don't keep up with the times, the times are going to run by you, and you're just going to be left behind the dust.
Yeah. Not the New York Times, but
yeah.
The actual times.
The times are running by you.
Do you guys have to deal with people like that on a continuous basis? Of just like, no, I'm never going to use Twitter... We're just like against technology.
I work by myself, so no.
I'm trying
unless
to become
I
more,
get angry.
Like, I'm trying to become more of a Luddite, actually. Like I constantly like have like a mental war with myself about how much time I'm spending on social networks and spending on the internet instead of writing.
Well, there's also a difference between just like social networking and just being on the internet.
Just being on the internet, but that's a very thin line. Like you can
get sucked in.
You can fall into the rabbit hole really
see, this
quickly.
This is what's amazing.
And then the rabbits won't care about you.
I find it's amazing.
Just
like,
let you die. Like, go down the rabbit hole and die. I'm gonna bury myself 6 feet under by myself.
Right. And attack your neck.
But I feel like you can learn so much now just being on the internet than how it used to be if you have to actually go to a library.
But see, I like the
bibliotheca.
The
biblioteca is blanco and grande.
But like, what did he say? The library is black and white.
The library being very large.
And white. Like many other things.
Yeah, go to Laning Park and say that. But
La biblioteca.
But see, yeah, that's what I feel like now, like, just hanging out on the internet, like I'm like I was just learning about barbecue. Today I'm going to learn about this. You know, I feel like it's so easier now.
I mean, there's a lot of how to do it stuff, but I think what the internet does is it makes everybody an expert. And like I'm not.
I agree with that.
I'm not pulling away. I'm not trying to take away from the fact that it kind of opens like the playing field to like everybody. But there is a need for experts. And this is coming from somebody who just, you know, kind of like made fun of the old journalists, you know?
Yeah.
But you kind of do need experts.
Yeah.
People that have like an actual education in these things to like, I don't know, kind of spearhead like a certain idea.
Like real life experience.
Yeah.
You actually. Know, like,
yeah.
Which you don't get now. I mean, I'm as plugged in as the next person, but I feel like it. I'm pretty sure everybody here is born pre 1985.
Yeah.
You're quiet. Okay. So you had
just
those.
Just trying to stay as young as possible for as long as possible.
This is 40. but I feel like we had that experience of not being plugged in and having to just discover things. And actually going to la biblioteca and having to find out this information. Like, I remember a time where you didn't have a cell phone, you couldn't call somebody if you were out and be like, where are you at?
Or for that show that asks you, is this your final answer? And you can call somebody.
Exactly.
You couldn't even do that.
Oh, they're not home. I guess you're screwed. they're not my friend anyway.
Yeah, no, lost $1 million.
That's funny. I never thought about that, but who wants to be a millionaire would not even make sense. outside of the digital
age.
It'd
be phone a stay-at-home parent. That's what it would be. But I feel like...
Would you like to fax somebody?
A page, perhaps.
Do you ever have pagers?
I had a pager.
I do now at work.
You have a pager?
Oh, really? Yeah.
Why?
That's what I ask every day.
It's like, can't you just call me?
We live in sexy times.
There you go.
I mean, do you miss those times when it wasn't really the internet, wasn't really any technology?
I kind of do.
I kind of do, yeah, too. Because it'd be great, because I don't think people have adventures anymore. Like, just going out.
They don't have adventures.
No.
They have
just
virtual
like,
adventures.
To my house.
Yeah.
They think they've experienced stuff by, like, just standing.
Clicking.
Yeah. Like, seeing it on YouTube does not equate actually seeing it in real life.
Or reading like a review and like acting like you saw it or read it already.
Yeah.
Also, well, I kind of feel like you can almost tell when you're talking to somebody who's just read something online versus someone who's actually experienced that.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's pretty instantaneous.
Well, Rich Johnson says.
There you go.
Just quoting these no-name views. Also, that's what I like about having like a podcast where people can hear my voice.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, sarcasm just doesn't exist. Oh, it does exist online?
Sarcasm is harder through texting.
It is. You have to be really good. You got to have, like, a real pure, like... Sorry. I keep spitting. Sorry. You got to have, like, a pure English... You have to have, like, a real English degree to be able to write perfect sarcasm. Because grammar is really important there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, like, you got to have the proper dot, dot, dot. Psych! You know, like, stuff
I
like
mean,
that.
I mean, I kind of feel like that's kind of the strength of Twitter in a weird way, is that... Because it's 140 characters, you kind of have, if you're trying to be sarcastic, which I think is what most people are trying to do on Twitter.
Tell jokes.
Like, and, you have to kind of make sure that, like, you get it just right when you say it. But, I don't know, like...
I feel like the key to sarcasm on the internet is just, like, you know, there's that line of, like, okay, that sounds normal, just cross it. I wish that guy would die.
Right,
just kind of, like, you know, it has to be to that point where it's like, oh, he's obviously not serious about that.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
what I mean? Little do they know.
Yeah.
But you just gotta, and also I like, you know, it's, I don't really comment on message boards at all.
Oh no, God.
I just do this.
Yeah.
Because this feels, having this podcast feels
this
more
legit.
This
is your medium.
Yeah.
So like which is your favorite, like, social media, if you had to pick, like, an outlet of online communication?
Oh boy. I know what yours is, because you're on it all the damn time.
Foursquare?
I'm here. I am here.
I don't know.
What is the point of Foursquare besides getting badges?
I don't know.
Just to tell people where you are?
When people say Foursquare, I think of that, like, the game where you hit the ball back in the four squares.
Yeah.
Nobody had that?
No.
What game is that?
So...
Is that the thing that's on, like, the DVD player that when you don't do anything for a long time, just the squares just move?
Like, the screensaver.
Is that
like,
Foursquare?
We're like, oh my God, it's going to hit the corner.
Well... When I was a kid, you'd have Foursquare would be like, all right, you'd have a
I
giant
think I might
have square.
Played it at Rec Pack.
Maybe. Snack Pack?
Rec Pack. Recreation for Pretty Awesome Children.
What? Wow. The fuck?
I was a camp counselor.
So you got a giant square with that's separated into four squares. So everybody's in a square, and you have like a kickball, like a bouncy ball, and you just hit it, and whoever doesn't hit it right.
Was this before the invention of video games?
It was around Atari 2600. You're the same age as me, motherfucker.
I don't remember this at all.
See, this so is, that's this your favorite social media?
This is some weird is Pokemon
the, like,
shit.
Old school Foursquare with the ball?
See, the description of that game, if you can't describe like the game like in like two sentences or something like that...
It doesn't fly anymore.
It doesn't really... Because I
First-person shooter.
Yeah, exactly. See, I suffered through this when suddenly, like Carolyn and a bunch of us, we found this WWF game, like this board game.
Oh my god, it was so horrible.
And it came with like a DVD and would describe how you do it.
Danny bought that when like Borders was closing or something. They had it. $3? They literally had it for like $2.99. It was a board
game. We tried playing
with a DVD.
This shit made no sense.
I made,
and
I,
it had like Vince explaining the rules.
You made one of those
a
games?
A WWF game?
Yeah, during shop class, we made a WWF game.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why we did it.
How did what? So what did this game? Can you describe this game in two sentences? Wrestle Fight Death.
Monopoly meets wrestling.
Monopoly meets wrestling. Yeah. That sounds so boring.
It wasn't, because we had a ring in the middle and built the board around the ring.
Whoa.
Wait a minute. This sounds like another idea.
And we had, like, you know, you hit a certain spot, and if Andre the Giant was there, you picked the card. And I threw in like Junkyard Dog.
No, so what was supposed to happen though? Because in Monopoly you collect like what homes and
what happened
railroads?
Instead of you get sent to jail?
You'd get sent to a headlock.
Yeah, I was about to say
sent to headlock.
Like you get sent to Piper's Pit.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be awesome.
Coconut right on the head. There was like your character had 5 hit points, and you know you could either. If you did something, you land on a spot, you get a hit point, you take something away, or you land on another spot, or get a card saying, oh, you're rejuvenated, so you gain that point back.
Rejuvenated, not hulked up?
What do you want? I was 13. Oh, okay. What do you want?
This sounds like the worst game.
That was pretty, I mean, like, yeah.
Come on, man, for 13 years old, that was pretty rocking.
Did you make pieces for that, too?
Yeah, we made pieces and everything. It was pretty kick-ass, I think. I don't know who has it.
What happened to the game? We need to know.
You will have to go to Pocono Mountain Junior High School to sort of shop class.
Mountain. So. This is why you're wearing flannel.
I don't know. Maybe the teacher.
Wait, what is?
It.
Where's Pocono Mountain?
That is in Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania, northeast Pennsylvania.
What was that? Where the black kids wanted to go to when we were in D.C.
They're
like,
do you, Poconos.
Poconos? They, like, okay, we're in D.C. and like all of a sudden, like these black kids come in, like busting into this restaurant. We were in a Popeyes, I think. And like, it was the Popeyes that has like a bulletproof glass window.
Wait, come on, like, I go to Popeyes too.
But you gotta like, when you order, it has a bulletproof glass window, and you have to like go under like as if it's a bank transition, like when they give you the meal.
Yeah,
yeah, it was that Popeyes, and I think like near.
I think that's a lot. There's a lot of Popeyes like that in D.C.
Yeah,
there's a lot of food places like that in D.C.
Yeah, I mean anyway, you gotta secure that in D.C.
Yeah, I just think it's funny that they're like protecting their chicken. But like
it's good chicken,
but it's like really because a Popeyes
because you know that's there's a lot of money in there, man.
I mean, yeah, that's true. But anyway,
so they're enjoying this Popeyes.
When we were there, like whenever this happened a while ago, so like for me it was like a whole different experience to go to like that type of Popeyes. I was just like, what the hell? Yeah. Like anyway, we were hungry, so we needed something. But anyway, so then all like these black kids come busting in. And they're all like, we need money. And then like, they're like, will you pay for our trip for Pocono?
No, see.
Like, I was like,
oh, wait, did they have like the little crates with like
candy?
Yeah,
they had like candy.
Yeah,
candy.
These crates. And they
I see them all the time.
Those
really? What are walking. Those? They're like, and I'm like, why do you want to go to the Poconos?
Nobody wants to
see, that was the thing. It's like, when I was
like, what's going on here?
When I was there, like, enjoying my chicken, I could see them going from each person. And each person
just work in the room, right?
Yeah, work in the room. Yep. But see, their sales pitch was horrible. Yeah.
Like it was so bad.
Last week we were talking about our sales pitches. They would come in, they would come up to us looking like a bunch of slobs. I mean, like, and they would mumble it.
No, they were like, we need money. They're all like, we need money.
We need money. We need to go to Poconos.
I'm pretty sure.
Why do you need to go to Poconos?
I'm pretty sure that's a scam. It's just like
like the gypsies.
Well, just like the gypsies. It's just like when the Hispanic ladies hand you like that little card on the metro, where it's like, I can't feed my children. Or,
oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Is that a scam? Or it shows like a kid that needs medical condition.
Yeah.
Those are all scams.
Those
remember that guy at Springfield? where you have a stoplight to get on a 95. He was handing out a card that he only had one, supposedly, and he would hand it to you, and it's like, you know, Kinko's style, and then what's laminated, so it was protected.
Is this the guy where then, I was just like, man, why is he giving me this card? He has a freaking bomb ass JanSport.
and then he said something like, I forget the exact spiel, but like one of his family members, like his niece or one of his family members, he's like, is in the hospital. We have no money to pay for it. But in my head, I'm like, what? And then he only had one card, but then like the light turned green, and then so Joe just like drove off with the card. He probably had several in his backpack.
Of course he did.
I'm not gonna lie, guys. If I see homeless people around, I pass judgment on their clothing, because that's the way I can see if they're for real
or not.
Yeah, because usually
there are some newly minted homeless people.
Yeah, I don't trust them
because of the economy.
But see, I don't trust that because they still look presentable to get a job. But see, those guys who still have like those or gals who have like the shopping cart with stuff in it, they've been collecting it, and they've been sleeping in front of, you know, on 14th Street.
So basically, those the hoarder
genuine,
style.
Yeah, those are genuine ones. Yeah. And if you notice, they don't really bother you as much.
Oh, they don't.
No, they don't. They actually don't want shit.
Yeah, they're just like,
they're
I'm
just
fine
like, leave
here.
Me the
or,
fuck alone.
Or they don't bother you until you're drunk and you're walking out of like a bar or a club at like 2 in the morning.
They trip, that's how they get you. They trip you. They like set up like booby traps with exactly. like a hole in the side.
Exactly.
What? Give me my money for the Poconos. I've been trying to go to the Poconos for the past 10 years.
Whenever I think of like, there's been several times where I just think of like little kids asking for money to go to Poconos.
What's in the Poconos?
Like, there's always like there's this joke. There's always like this joke that Joe and I have between us. We're just like, we need money to go to Poconos. It's like, I'm like, what's going on, man? Out of all the places, out of all the things.
Such a scam.
I don't know. When those kids ask for money, I guess because the beard's pretty intimidating, I just give them the death stare and just shake my head like, nope, turn around.
But it's like horrible because it's like the kids though too.
Well,
and
I hate when people
at that
use
young
kids.
Age.
Don't
too.
Use kids for anything.
Cause you just like I just imagine like some like fucking dude with like a fucking, I don't know, just counting the cash that these kids are giving him from candy. Like he's some sort of Pied Piper.
Yeah, he's a pimp.
He's a kid pimp.
The Poconos pimp.
He's like fucking R. Kelly or something.
You know what?
Man.
I want to have a.
Really?
I'm
thinking like Oliver and Company.
I want to have a wrestler named Poconos Pimp.
Poconos Pimp. That'd be great.
Oh, man. That'd be a lot of ugly women. No offense. High school jokes.
Hey, you know, you're an ambassador of the Poconos. You can say whatever you want.
Oh, yeah. Women are fugly up there.
Wow.
Really.
Don't see a lot of light.
No lights.
A lot
always wearing like winter jackets throughout the entire school year.
Do all the black kids come up there to visit?
Are there any?
they're going on vacation.
What's going on here?
They get kids. They get there and they're just like, this is not what we thought it would be.
Where's Popeyes?
Oh, there's no Popeyes.
There's no Popeyes around there.
Oh, what a sad place to have no Popeyes.
Yeah, I know. When I moved there, it was like a Pizza Hut and that was it. And a Burger King and like a one stoplight, and then it started building up.
Did you see that new Pizza Hut? That new Pizza Hut, what is it? Now it has like the cheese hot dog on the crust.
There's a hot dog?
Or it's like a cheese, like it's sort of like a...
No, it's like a cheese. Okay, imagine, you know, like pigs in a blanket.
Yeah.
It's like, take out the hot dog and put in cheese, and then put them around to make the crust of the pizza.
Stuffed crust? You talking about stuffed crust?
Yeah, but they turned like, it into... You can pull it out, though. They turned it into individual bites now. Individual bites.
But then what do you pick up the pizza with at the edge?
I don't know, man. I like
America,
that part.
America is doomed.
or geniuses. They also have one that has hot dogs going around it, though.
Like, seriously?
Really?
Like pigs in a blanket around the side.
Seriously, people talk about terrorism, man, but like... All it's going to take is like some country where people don't eat that much, like Ethiopia, to like invade us. Because we're going to be a bunch of fat asses, and we're not going to be able to defend ourselves.
Like, I've seen like Ethiopian restaurants, and I've never ate at one, but I've always wondered, like, I'm like, what do they serve there?
I went to one.
You don't have any.
There's actually a couple of them around here.
I didn't eat anything. I was like, I'll have your.
Have you ever one bite?
Finest glass of water.
Can I have a grain of rice? Like you know, because you always see like those kids that don't have any food in Ethiopia.
That's how you guys eat pho. Ever had that?
Yeah.
That's exactly how that started. It's just sort of like the Vietnamese. They're like whoever was invading at that time. They took out mainly like all like their meats and stuff like that. So. That's all they had was those small pieces that they could make into soups.
And
now they made a delicacy.
There's a lot of
out of necessity they made gourmet.
Yeah, there's a lot of like food that's like out of necessity becomes like its own thing.
Like Chick-fil-A.
Like Chick-fil-A. I don't know about Chick-fil-A. I was going to reference slavery.
I like, okay. The, I, like, okay. I like those waffle fries.
Those waffle fries, the waffle fries are delicious.
I haven't had them in years, though, but they're like one of my favorite fast foods.
I do like Chick-fil-A.
I don't know why you like Chick-fil-A so much. Like, it just seems like...
Oh, I can tell you why.
All right, we'll end with this. Yes. Let's see why. Just because it's delicious?
All this pressure's on. There you go. Okay.
Although I did get shit because, they supported...
Oh, no, I'm so hungry for the waffle fries.
What was that thing?
What thing?
That
what
thing? They gave food to some...
Terrorists?
Anti-gay.
That's rally. Right, yeah.
But what if they gave it to the pro-gay at the same time?
Yeah, but my thing is, I'm sure whoever delivered the food got there. It's like, here you go. Wait, what is this? fuck. They already paid for it. They're not going to take it away.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that I'm pro either way, but, you know, money is money.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pro delicious food.
Yeah.
This is true.
So, can't be, you know, food is nice. Is this still the same episode where I was like, oh, I'm so sad whenever I see food crash to the ground?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know. I second
the nearest Chick-fil-A?
They're right around the corner.
Oh, my God.
It's like literally very close to the store.
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking the same thing. Yeah, and they're open till 11.
Oh, man.
11?
I just want the waffle fries especially.
That's a bad joke.
Alliance Comics, right?
Yeah,
that's where we're at.
We're at Alliance Comics and Games in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Alliance Comics and Games? I don't see any games around here.
Magic.
They're right there. 50% off games.
We're like in the 50% off room, man.
Yeah,
this is awesome.
We are.
The basement.
Thanks for joining. Thanks for joining us on this another episode, guys.
Again, great.
It was awesome. A blast.
Yeah. Be sure to check out Mocha's podcast this week. We're talking about the Avengers. Because it came out last week.
That's right. We're Prometheus.
Or something.
Something at that.
Pirates.
There you go.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Why the fuck not?
The Pirates of the Poconos.
I was so excited. Real quick, I was so excited about Men in Black opening like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
But it didn't. It opens at the end of this month.
Oh, were you?
So I was like,
got all mixed up.
Yeah,
you were like, yeah. You want to go see Men in Black this weekend? I was like, all right, man. And then like trying to look for times. And I'm like, this isn't even playing anywhere. Where the heck? And then I was like on the internet for 5 minutes trying to figure out when what's going on. And
then
I went to the actual Men in Black website and it said opening in May. And I was like, what?
Well, there you go, guys. curls-studio.com, astraightproductions.com. What is it, guys? Real quick.
www.wearemocha.blogspot.com.
That's right. Thanks for joining us. Catch you later, Carolyn.
Adios.
See you later, everybody.
Poconos.